I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Did it fall?
No, it's a crash.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you'd call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item 2, student recognition, Mr. Dunn.
Mr. Shader.
Can you speak up, please? Because I can hear you. Your mic's not on or you're not close to me.
First of all, it's always a fun time whenever we can honor some of our different students and all the great things that they do. And I'm going to turn this over to Coach Stats, our wrestling coach here, in just a second. But we have here before us junior Brett Baker, who was a state placer this year at the state wrestling tournament. So I'll let Coach Stats talk a little bit about him real quick.
As Mr. Shainer said, Brett Baker has had a great year for Norton. Finished the season 39-10. He was a district runner-up, has had a phenomenal year, and one of the things that we're most proud of is that Brett was an academic All-Ohioan, which to be an academic All-Ohioan, you have to be a state qualifier and have a grade point average of 3.5 or higher. And out of over 11,000 high school wrestlers in the state of Ohio, there's maybe 105 kids that have accomplished what Brett did. He's a great kid, an All-American kid, participates in three sports at Norton, and we're very proud of Brett. He's a young man that we're building our program around. He's the type of guy that we're trying to produce here at Norton Wrestling and in Norton City Schools.
My man Joe. Oh, there
right
we are.
There.
So it's my pleasure to introduce, although many of you probably already know, Joe Patterson as our high school student of the month. You know, I remember actually just 4 short years ago you went in this in 8th grade, right? From Mrs. Gerber, and it's neat to see here we are now 4 years later, and it just goes to show you the impact that Joe has had on the staff all the way through as he's going through the high school. He's such a great kid. He's always got this big cheesy smile on his face. If you know Joe at all, he's such a pleasure to have around the building, and you know, there's so many different ways that students can excel, and one of the things he's in Mr. Underwood's class. And Joe goes out almost every day of the week, and he's part of the work program. He works at Grandpa's Cheese Barn. What's the other pizza place? Tomaso. East of Chicago, and then Tommaso's as well. He brings me Tommaso's every Friday, so that's how he wants out. But anyway, Joe's such a great kid. Joe tells me 2 things every day. What do you tell him?
Look nice and you need to
say. I look nice and you need to say. I like the look nice part. I should just have Joe follow me around all day long. He just keep telling me that. So I'm just going to kind of turn it over real quick. Mr. Rundle would like to say a few things as well.
I have the privilege of having Joe for 4 years in my class, and I just want to say he's an excellent young man. So congratulations, Joe.
God bless you.
Mr. Sackett.
I'm proud to recognize Girl Student of the Month, third grader Emily Zellinger. Emily was nominated by Mrs. Joseph, her third grade teacher. I had an opportunity to sit down and just chat with Emily for a few minutes, and I tell you, I just really appreciate it. Just really enjoyed it. She's a very lovely young lady, come from a very nice family, brothers over there that came through Grill, and we had a chance to talk about some of her interests. I know she's into softball right now, just came from softball practice. She spends a lot of time with gymnastics and cheerleading and ball and winter. And just every time I see her, just this very lovely young lady. Ms. Joseph's going to share a little bit about her classroom.
When I started thinking about who to nominate, there was no doubt in my mind that it was going to be Emily. She deserves it more than anybody. You know, I was trying to think of like a story or like this one time or a few times as to like why I felt she deserved it so much, and I couldn't think of like one thing because Emily's like an all the time thing. She's always doing the right thing, always smiling. You know, she's kind of quiet sometimes, but like in groups and partner games, stuff like that, she's always being a leader, getting people back on task and everything. So I just, you know, she excels academically as well, just the top of my class. A+ is on everything. I love reading her writing. I think her handwriting is probably neater than mine. And, you know, she's just creative, well thought out answers, very expressive all the time. And I look forward to, you know, seeing her grow and what she's going to accomplish. And yeah, I just think she's just awesome.
And also, Ms. Joseph had said, I don't, you know, how do I pinpoint what she does? She's so great. She said, honestly, I just want my daughter to be just like her. So we're just very proud of you. Emily, congratulations.
Mrs. Monet.
Tonight, I have the privilege to present to you Blake Kaminsky, and this is one amazing kid, and coaches, you want to keep an eye out for him. He plays football, wrestles, and soccer, and he puts his heart into all that. I've gone and seen him do all of those sports, huh? But the most amazing thing about this young guy, he has beat leukemia. He's a survivor. So he is just amazing. So Mrs. Perkins is going to share a little bit more about him in the classroom.
I wrote a special letter that I'm going to give to him and his mom, and I want to read it to you. How do we define children's success in school? We can only talk about a student's academic success, but that's only one facet of Blake. First of all, Blake excels academically. He's a motivated student. He has a great attitude about learning. He's bright. He's hardworking. He's an independent, self-motivated worker. He's eager to learn anything and definitely loves to help others learn. He's an energetic problem solver. He's become a confident reader and informative writer. The other facet of his character is that he's a thoughtful student. He's sensitive to others' feelings and is always respectful to others. We have on our door, I have acts of kindness. This year, our theme was Charlie and Chocolate Factory. So we call them our Gobstoppers, and we get stickers for all the acts of kindness. He has the most in my classroom. He's amazing. He's always the first one to go help other students. And this is one thing that has said about him. They talk about his friendly demeanor and how he makes everyone feel like they're part of a class and family. And the other thing that they talk about is that when we have centers and everything has to do with teams, he loves that because he loves sports. And he loves that team and family mentality. So they enjoy that about him. I just want to say, as far as helping other students, it's not just with schoolwork, it's with other things. I have somebody needs a supply, he's going to help them with that. Somebody spills a supply box, he runs there to help them. And he helps me. Mrs. Perkins, I'm done with all my work. What can I do to help you? So he's very well-rounded, very sweet boy. Enjoy having him in my class.
Mrs. Oliveri.
So we have brought with us a first grader this time, and this is Ava Brooks. This is kind of an interesting little story because, you know, each month we nominate our Students of the Month, and this time it was first grade, and so I sent an email to the staff, and I said, you know, if you have any ideas or if you have anybody in mind, please let me know. And like 3 days had gone by and I hadn't heard anything from anybody. And I said, well, this just doesn't sound right. So later in the day, I had Mrs. Dudonis, who happens to be Ava's teacher, send me an email and say, you know, before we said anything, was she not nominated as Student of the Month last year? I said, well, let me go back and see. Said no, and they were shocked that in the kindergarten that Ava was not presented as a Student of the Month. So they said, absolutely, this is what we want to do. I said, okay, well, her mother also happens to be a first grade teacher in my building, not in mom's class though. And so, you know, they had gone to her mom and said, well, we'd like to do this. Are you free that night? And absolutely. And that kind of explains why I hadn't heard from Mrs. Brooks, because Mrs. Lang and Mrs. Dudonis had kind of done this on the sly, so she was rather surprised. So this is Ava, and I will have Mrs. Lang speak a little bit.
Her teacher, Mrs. Dudonis, sadly could not be here this evening, but she wrote quite a bit for me to share with you about Ava. Ava is a perfect example of the timeless values and principles contained in the Seven Habits of Happy Kids, Leader in Me. Ava has a can-do attitude and does good things, even when no one is looking. Ava is an important part of our classroom and an amazing example of a good citizen. Ava puts first things first. She is disciplined and organized. She has a win-win attitude and loves to make other people happy. She has respect for everybody and always does nice things for her classmates and her teacher. Ava listens to others' ideas and feelings. She is kind and thoughtful when listening to others' viewpoints, yet confident in her own ideas. Ava is a team player and synergizes with everyone. She can learn new things everywhere and loves to spend time with her family and friends. She keeps her body, mind, heart, and soul balanced. Congratulations, Ava. We are proud you are a Norton Panther.
Mrs. Gerber.
Tonight for the middle school, we'd like to introduce our Student of the Month is Devin Martin. Mr. L is here to discuss and share a little bit about Devin. But the story I have about Devin, she's an office worker, sits there very quietly, always running passes for us, making copies. And then I went and saw her on the basketball court. And there were elbows, and it took me, you know, she had her hair back and stuff, and I'm like, is that Devin? Because the difference in her demeanor, she was a true athlete on the court. She sits there making good choices as she works in the office with us each day. So I was surprised when I saw Devin on the basketball court the first time. But Mr. L is going to share some more information about Devin.
All right, well, I had the privilege of having Devin in my first period algebra or math class. And first thing that sticks out is her smile. You see like 100 eighth graders walking in the morning looking like eighth graders at 7:30 in the morning. And then there's like Devin, who's like always happy, always smiling, and it's awesome. And it really just, it helps me just be more excited about the day, just to see her all happy and smiling and stuff like that. And I don't think I've ever really seen Devin in a bad mood. I've seen her get frustrated in math class, which is good. That means she's doing what she's supposed to. But I've never seen her actually get in a bad mood. The other thing that kind of sticks out about her is her hardworking attitude. Probably one of my most diligent students I've ever had at just sitting down and working on what she's supposed to be working on and staying on task. She never gives up. She just keeps working hard. As Mrs. Gerber pointed out, sports as well, just puts forth her best effort in everything she does. And that's just another great characteristic of her. So, and then as also mentioned, she is an office worker and we got new curriculum this year. So I had like 1,000 books that needed to be organized in numbers. And guess who got that task is the office worker. And she never complained about numbering. It's a boring, tedious job. And I didn't want to do it, so I pawned it off on her. And she did great. She did it with a can-do, hey, how can I serve you attitude. And I just really appreciate that about her. So I just want to thank her family, because I'm sure they have something to do with how great of a kid she is. And I just want to encourage her to keep doing what you're doing, because if you do, you'll go a long ways.
Congratulations.
All right, at this point, we'll take a brief recess to congratulate all the students of the month. Call the meeting back to order at 7:53. And under item three, we have public participation. And under public participation, the way this works is individuals who have signed up, which is full, they get 5 minutes. And when you come up to the podium, you'll have an entire five minutes to speak. And when you start speaking, you have to make sure that you direct your comments, not to individual board members, but you can't single us out. So I would appreciate that. And then it's not a go back and forth. You're just making your comments, and then you'll just move on. So if you have a question, I can answer that question, and then we'll have it timed. So I'll let you know, or Mrs. Hagenbusch will let you know when that time is up. And then Mr. Swartz has asked to go at the end, so we will grant him permission to do so. He called me, I believe an individual on here withdrew his request to speak, so Mr. Swartz will go last. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you'll state your name and where you're from. Okay? Thank you for that.
And not call out individual people either.
Yeah.
Policy address.
And obviously when you state where you're from, your address would be appreciated. That's the board policy. I'll call the first person up is Mr. Curtis Fox.
Do you want to remind him not to call Dave out too?
Okay. And obviously with the board, that's administration as well. So thank you. And I know that there's a large group in here. So we do have it recorded up here as well. So we just want to make sure that for the purposes of recording, we want to make sure that everything's documented properly. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Curtis Fox. I'm here with my wife Andrea and our four boys. We've been living in this community for 17 years now on Oak Street. We've been big supporters of the community ever since we've been here. We never took a year off all the way through. And one of the main reasons why we stayed so long was because of basketball. My boys have picked up on basketball since they were in first grade, and they never stopped. And it was a solid program back then, and it still is now. There's been a lot of things that have been said over this past season that I can't believe that we're all here at this moment right now. We're not teaching our kids properly to be in this situation right now. It's crazy. We've let things go on, emails fly, and the proper chain of command never take place. We're teaching these kids to go to your coach if you have a problem. If that doesn't work, you get your parent involved, then you go to your parent and the kid, right? If that doesn't work, you get the AD involved. Should never have to go any further than that. And if it was followed that way from the very beginning, we all wouldn't be here right now. So if you guys let this happen, where one man sitting right there can let all this happen and personally attack the man that has put in 25 years in this community, 65 seasons in three sports, 9 years head coach, four title wins, coach of the year three times by the league, all this, go away and be personally attacked. It's ridiculous. I can't believe we're sitting here as a community like this. You make me want to move. Seriously. I got a business here, running all my tax dollars through here, and you think, what do I want to do tomorrow? I want to take my business somewhere else. And my kids. But I won't do that to everybody else here, because all these people here, they care. Not only will you lose a great man, but there's a lot of people underneath him that are all out here today that have built this program. They're all there supporting him. And when he decides to step down, which he should be given the right to, when he's ready, those people would take over and a successful program would continue. That's how things work, not like this. You know, and then you want to hand out stuff like this. You want me to vote? Well, guess what? I always vote for you guys, for this community. But not after today. You let this thing take place. There you go. I'm done voting. My kids play football too, and all sports are going to be affected, not just one. And how can you sit there and say he can't coach basketball, but you keep coaching baseball because you're fine over there? If that ain't a personal attack, I don't know what is. I mean, seriously, I mean, just to go back to our kids, we're teaching our kids that you can just attack somebody's career. Just send emails out. Just tell them how much you hate the program and how much you hate them because, oh, you're just jealous? Are you just, you're wishing your kids to get some more playing time? I mean, what really is it? Seriously? These kids need to be taught. We're living in an age of social media that's out of control. We're not even teaching our kids to go up and face your problems. Go up, you got a problem with this person, you go up, you deal with it, you work through it. But this isn't working through problems. This is using angles. This isn't facing your problem head on and then dealing with it the proper way. And you know what else we're going to lose? All the volunteered hours, endless hours of people that are not paid. I coached 5 years in youth football. We built a solid program in youth and handed over to middle school. Guess what's going to happen in basketball when you lose them, you're losing the rest of these guys, and all those youth volunteer hours, you can't get back. You know how long it takes to build a program like that? A long freaking time. The whole community's gonna be affected. You're gonna divide this. Instead of keeping us together, you're dividing it. You're just chopping it down the middle, or however it's sectioned off. I'm really shocked. After 17 years in this community, I have to come up here and to voice my opinion like this. I know I'm not the only one. If you let everybody talk in here, we'd be here for a week. That's all I got to say.
Is it Mike Plowse?
My name is Mike Plowse, Norton. Tonight, I'm here to speak on behalf of Raj Schwartz. He's been a passionate coach for this We Are Norton community for over 25 years. I had the pleasure of being on all three sports teams' Rod coach. When I was asked to speak on Rod's behalf, it was a no-brainer. Requested vacation, drove 9 hours from work to talk about all the positives Rod has done on and off the court. All the good things Rod has done seem to go unnoticed by the decision makers in this scenario, but luckily for you, we will visit the Rod you are missing. Making a decision concerning someone's livelihood most certainly should be based on facts, not hearsay, right? Rod has been head coach of the men's basketball team for 9 years. Of those 9 years, 4 PTC titles, numerous coaches of the year, and also coach of the year for GABFAC. For those who do not know what that is, that's Greater Akron Basketball Coaches Association. That's not parents voting on who the best coach is. That is coaches voting, people who are respected and people who are respected in the area. Speaking of other coaches and teams, they knew the package Norton brought on the basketball court, and it was well-coached, scrappy, hustling, unselfish team that was ready to battle. This is a tribute to the way Coach Schwartz and how his staff prepared you in practice, whether this be Rod going over film or teaching you how to move without the ball, Kirsten coming in early or staying late to help you get extra shots up, Jenna's busting your butt in the weight room to get you stronger and faster. You practice how you play. Yes, practice gets intense. Yes, you're going to be pushed to your mental and physical limits. Yes, you will have good days and bad days. However, at the end of the day, you are still a team, you're still a family, and I wouldn't want anyone else leading our team and representing our community other than the coaching staff we have today. I would like to share a story that pertains to this situation. It's very relevant. So this is back in 2010 when I played. We're at practice during a 505 scrimmage. Things are getting heated. I instigated by throwing a ball at a teammate. This led Coach Schwartz to making us run. After running, I put my hands over my ears, pretending I couldn't hear him. Obvious disrespect, and I was sent home from practice. The repercussions of this were I sat out the first quarter of the next game. My parents drove me to Coach Schwartz's house, made me apologize for being disrespectful, and to be honest, Coach Schwartz respected the fact, I acknowledged my mistakes, and it made us stronger as a team. He is a very forgiving and understanding guy if you just communicate with him. Communication amongst people is a lost art, and everyone seems to have a sense of entitlement to go with it. We talked about Rod on the court and how his coaching style is very honest and intense. Seems that a few people view that as harsh and bullying. Wouldn't you want to know how you can improve and make yourself and the team better? It's called constructive criticism. Next, I would like to share a personal story about the Schwartz family and the team I was a part of in high school. 2010, one of the best and worst years of my life. We won the first title in 33 years, had 9 seniors that stuck together since 7th grade, and were part of a championship. 2010 was also one of the worst years of my life. My mother passed away. Rod was there for me in a time of need, made sure I was all right, even to this day calls and checks up on me. And today I'm here speaking on behalf of Rod in a time of need, and I'm sure every other person that played for him would do the exact same. A few people in the room think getting Coach Schwartz fired is a victory. You're wrong. We will always think of him as being a successful player, Hall of Fame coach, and man that has the best intentions of making your kids into respectable, accountable adults. In closing, I have 2 questions. Please think about these. If they make any sense to you, speak up after the fact. Number 1, as mentioned in the previous speech, why would you fire Rod from basketball but not baseball? He's the same person in both sports. And the second one, more importantly, this is very relevant. If I was a parent and seriously thought someone was being mean to my child or bullying them on purpose, and especially an adult that is around that child every day, wouldn't you immediately remove your child from that situation, or at least discuss actions with the coach? If it happened in the middle of the season, or would you wait till the end? These are serious accusations against Coach Schwartz that have cost him his basketball coaching career in Norton. These are serious accusations people are claiming, and they should have been taken seriously in the middle of the season, not at the end, because this is a personal attack. Thank you.
John Ventura, he's the one that called and waved. Are you here? Just to verify. I believe he's the one who called to give his time to Mr. Schwartz. Terry McGlone.
I reside in Mount Vernon in Norton. For those of you who don't know me, my husband and I have lived in Norton for close to 30 years, where we have raised our 3 children. 2 sons, both of which have played under Rod, and 1 daughter. Each were honor students and participated in 3 sports, each at Norton High School. My kids are all 4 years apart, so there was a 12-year span of sports for us. I will honestly say there was not a single coach in that 12 years that either myself, my child, some other parent or player did not complain about at one time or another. I am hopeful that you took the time to read my letter sent on to you in regard to Coach Rod Schwartz. Because of time, I won't rehash what was said in that letter, except that I appreciate Rod's tough love. I feel there is far too little of it in today's society. My family was very upset when we heard that he would not be recommended for basketball coach next year. Do I have a personal tie to Rod Schwartz? Yes, I do. My husband and I consider him a friend. Where are you, Rod?
Right here.
Okay. My family considers him a friend. We spent a lot of time together over the 4 years that my youngest son, Matt, played basketball in Norton. Even though there were times when I was angry with him for pulling the wrong player, making my son get up at some ridiculous time for practice, or pulling him out in the middle of an important game for making a mistake that I never saw, of course. I'm just trying to put this into perspective. It's nature to protect your young and to feel bad when they're hurting. To want to make things easy and painless for them. The truth, though, you're not doing them any favors, okay? His team, our team, became a family. I see a lot of them out here today. And like most families, there were good times and bad times. Times where we liked each other a lot and times where we didn't. But they stuck by each other. That's what team represents. They laughed with Rod. They cried with Rod. I've even cried with Rod. To Rod and with Rod. We had some very low moments and some very great moments. As Mikey mentioned in his letter, my son had some of the greatest years and some of the roughest years of his life under Rod. He was there for my son, for me and my family in a very difficult time. Most people never get the opportunity to see that side of Rod, or maybe they never take the time to. I believe Rod truly cares, and that's why I am standing here tonight. When I talked to my youngest son of this and asked him why he was so upset and what he learned the most from Coach Rod Swartz, he used these two words, community and accountability. He did not speak of wins or losses, the three league titles in 4 years that he played, the exciting overtime game against St. Vincent, the team dinners, the trips to Disney, the ESPN tournament that they won, although I'm pretty sure he has some amazing memories. Surprisingly, the things that he complained about the most is one of the things he is most grateful for today. All those Saturdays after late Friday night games and long, hot summer days in the gym coaching the youth camps, things he didn't want to do, but did. A youth program heavily influenced by the high school program. The joy he said he got from the younger kids striving to be like him someday. The tough schedule, the long, hard practices, they weren't easy. You've heard Mike talk about it. You hear all the boys talk about it, probably. All those expectations and demands which taught him responsibility and a coach that actually held him accountable for his actions on and off the court. It had not occurred to him at that time that playing basketball under Coach Rod was not about the wins and the losses, but about the values that would instill in him, that he would instill in him that would prepare him for life. He asked me a question, which I will ask you. I want you to think back. Did any of you ever have a teacher, a coach, a mentor, someone in your life that pushed you, that made you work really hard, made you angry, made you work even harder than you thought possible? I imagine you complained about them. Probably.
I'm sorry, your 5 minutes is up.
Can I please just finish this?
It's 5 minutes, I'm sorry. Somebody can waive their time to you.
You can have some lunch.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't think you have to have 5 minutes. Can somebody else finish this?
You're taking up time, so.
Okay. Maybe, okay. Does this mean that they were not good people or that they did not do a good job? Looking back, how do you feel about them today? I bet most of you would be grateful that they had been a part of your life. How would you feel if they were no longer allowed to do what they do? Who might we all be if the people who push us, make us work hard, make us better persons, weren't in our lives? What kind of message are we sending our children, the community, if we remove this person? That is what concerned him the most. I hope you have considered this. Superintendent Dunn,
you can't
Cindy,
direct them. No. You can't direct
Rob,
us.
I can address you all, right?
You can't, as a group, okay. You can't address us
Thank
individually.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. I have the utmost respect for all of you, and I do not take your job lightly. I do, however, believe you have a moral responsibility to do the right thing. If there is a just cause for this action, then I believe the community, and especially Coach Swartz and his family, deserve an explanation. If not, then I urge you to reconsider and vote to rescind this decision. Thank you.
Matt Kirsten.
Hello, my name is Matt Kirsten. I reside on 3774 Long Drive. I've been assistant coach for Rod Swartz for 9 years. I've been assistant coach for Rod Swartz for the 9 years that he has been the head coach at Norton High School. In 9 years, we have won 4 PTC titles, took Saban to St. Mary in overtime in 2012, which has been the closest someone has come to beating them in the 9 years that we have been in that Division II Canton district. We have built a strong basketball program from kindergarten to 12th grade, where we experience success at multiple levels in our program year in and year out. This isn't a parochial school where we can recruit and get the best athletes in our area. We take our kids and develop and coach them and make them and our team the best they can be. However, what we have been able to accomplish must not be good enough for the small town of Norton. It is the year 2017, it is the age of entitlement, where participation trophies are prevalent and every kid deserves to be a starter. After our first year under 500 since Rod has been the head coach, which is partially due to the dissension instilled in some of our players' minds by their parents, our superintendent has taken it upon himself to non-renew Rod after 25 years and 65 varsity seasons as head coach. Rod has been one of the most significant sports figures in Norton's athletic history. Based on his longevity and success in multiple sports, but the superintendent's decision has ripped his soul out of his body. Why? A few parents complain. Why? It's too hard on them. It's not fun anymore. When he has given years of leadership and invaluable lessons about teamwork, accountability, responsibility, and integrity to these kids, he has literally put his heart and soul into coaching and teaching here in Norton. Let me explain some things. Sometimes hard work isn't fun. Sometimes growth in understanding expectations and what it takes to be successful actually takes some time to develop. You see, in order to achieve something great, there have to be some sacrifices made along the way. Nowadays, adversity is celebrated by pointing the finger at other people when things don't go our way. Instead of teaching our kids, students, and players to be accountable for their mistakes and teach them how to bond together to make things right when our desired outcome is not met. This year's team consisted of a talented group of young players who are playing against older, stronger, and more experienced players. When you have a talented group of players, it becomes a learning process that requires a demanding and accountable approach from the coaches and a willing group of players and parents who are coachable to put the team's needs first. These are the things that I am not sure a small group of parents understand, or they just lack the patience it takes to understand that their son's achievements aren't always going to come easily. But that's life. You have to work hard to accomplish your goals. Success is earned, not given. What message are we sending to people when things don't go our way? That we can call and complain to see if we can get someone fired and it actually works? Blaming the coach is not the answer. Rod has proven his dedication and put in hard work to challenge your sons to succeed and teach them lessons that make them strong young men for years to come. Mike Plouse. After the season, like the other 65 seasons, Rod got a great evaluation from our AD and principal and then was non-renewed by Mr. Dunn. Rod has never been told why he was non-renewed or accused of doing anything wrong. He has been stripped of his livelihood and the honor of coaching, and we have no idea why. He has not been proven guilty of anything except loving the sport and inspiring these kids to do their best. I thought in this country it was innocent until proven guilty, but I guess not. Rod has dedicated his life and his family's life to Norton Schools. He's one of the most passionate guys I've ever met. I'm proud to have been assistant coach for 9 years, and I feel terrible for him and the rest of our basketball family that has to suffer. He has taken a basketball program and has turned it into a family. He has not only taught these kids to be better players, he has taught them to be better people. Don't get rid of one of the most successful coaches and programs that Norton has ever had. I'm asking the board to completely analyze and evaluate this decision. This decision will change the community forever. The negative repercussions of letting Rod Swartz go is most importantly going to impact hundreds of kids. I just find it very ironic that our superintendent has chose this year that, I'm sorry, that he has chose this year that his
time
last
is up.
Year, Rod, which is in turn to the resignation of every basketball coach in our program. I feel sorry for Mr. Addis, the new superintendent, who must replace the 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade, JV coach, varsity assistant, and head varsity coach, as well as find someone to run the youth program that's 150 kids strong. Thanks for all the support from everybody who showed up today and the people who have contacted our family with the kind and supportive comments. If you support Rod Swartz, give me two claps. If you support Rod Swartz, give me two claps. God bless. Thank you, guys.
So, Haley, you're going to be down to 3 minutes. And that's just because of the other time, so that Mr. Swartz will have the full 5 minutes.
Okay, let me know when to wait. Is it on? Can you guys hear me? Okay, let me know when to start.
Go ahead.
Okay. Michael Josephson once said, "A good coach improves your game. A great coach improves your life." This is held true for Mr. Coach Rod Swartz. Mr. Rod is in the classroom, coaches in athletics, Rod is in the person. I have been a cheerleader for all my life. Being said, I never technically had to partake in physical education. However, my sophomore year, I willingly enrolled in Mr. Swartz's physical conditioning class. Prior to actually engaging in this course, I thought it would only get my body in shape. I didn't expect it to strengthen my mindset as well. I had never been athletic, hence why I'm a cheerleader. And the lifting, running, and other various workouts definitely proved that so. But Mr. Swartz didn't let that change his demeanor towards me. Instead of rolling his eyes or making jokes, which believe me, would be really easy to do, you should walk and try to run a mile. He continued to push me and encourage me to always do my best. Most importantly, Mr. Swartz taught me to never give up. Making JV cheerleading as a freshman gave me more of an opportunity to get involved with the Norton High School boys basketball. In addition to being at every game, I was also at every single practice running the clocks. This allowed me to become closer within the coaching staff as a whole. Most importantly, I got to experience Coach Swartz push those boys toward success, just as he did with me. I got to be a primary witness through both the highs and lows for multiple basketball seasons. Did Coach Swartz yell? Yes. But doesn't every single other athletic coach? Yes. If yelling makes you an awful coach, then we need to get rid of every coach we have, starting at the youth levels. What sets Coach Swartz apart from most, though, is the love he has for his players. He doesn't necessarily care about the win. He just wants his players to perform to the best of their abilities. This is because he truly does care about his teams. Nowadays, it's hard to find a coach with that kind of heart. Although Rod spends a large amount of his time within those four walls of that gym, he doesn't get blindsided of what's truly important in life. First off, which is academics. Rod understands that we're student athletes for a reason, meaning we're students first, athletes second. However, Rod doesn't just understand that, he's also a huge supporter in it. About a month ago, I competed in a state competition for marketing and placed first in Miami Media Nationals, held next week in California. Rod and his families were one of the only few that helped fund this academic trip. We had support from others, but they were definitely huge contributors. This proves that the Swartzes really care about, really value the education provided by Norton City Schools. But not only does Rod value academics, he also values his players. He doesn't just see them as the starters or the ones who hit the threes, but more so as real people. I cannot even count the number of graduation and going away parties that I have seen Rod, as well as his family, at supporting his boys. In conclusion, Swartz is an exceptional coach. Yes, he does push his boys, but he also respects them. Though he may yell, he is far from a bully. Nowadays, that bully word is thrown around like no other. Swartz values his education, basketball, and every single one of his players. Coming from a Norton High School student, I promise you that the majority of the community would agree with me on this. You may try to replace a Norton High School basketball coach, but you will never be able to replace Mr. Coach Rod Swartz.
We started at 7:56, okay?
That's where I sit right there.
So you have
Mr. Swartz. Oh.
excuse me for the way I'm dressed. We just got finished with the baseball game, so I'm still coaching that for those who didn't know that. I've come here tonight holding my head up high as a proud man. It's done a lot of good for so many kids for such a very, very long time. I am not that psycho, that bully, or that monster that a few have portrayed me to be. I have prepared a statement, but first, I would like to thank all those who have come and spoken on my behalf. I want to make it clear, by no means did I have anything to do with your attendance here tonight or anybody else's. It truly humbles me to see and hear from so many current and former players and parents, along with so many community members and staff who care so deeply about what has transpired with me in this basketball program. As you have frequently heard, I am referred to as a tough coach. Tough, meaning that I demand the most from my players, oftentimes getting more out of them than they may have believed they could ever give. Tough, meaning I hold players accountable for their performances and actions, both on and off the court. But at the same time, I always treated the players fairly and have been open and honest with each one of them. And many, many times, matter of fact, all the time, I've told my players that I love them. In the 25 years that I have resided in Norton, along with taught and coached here, I have adjusted to the change in kids and parents that society has created. Yes, educators are still here to make a positive impact and to create a positive experience in the school settings. The sense of entitlement from students, athletes, and parents is taking over the schools and sports programs in recent years, and in my opinion, not for the better. I thank you, players, parents, who have entrusted me all these years, and to all coaches that have helped shape, mold, and create a positive impact in the lives of your sons. To you select few that cannot see or accept that, I hope that you will soon see the negative impact that you have created on this community and even your own sibling. The devastation that you have personally caused me and my family is unjust. The fact that this select few would intentionally destroy a person's passion, life, and career is simply vicious and immoral. Personally, my character would never allow me to intentionally impact someone's job or career in such a negative way, especially when I know very little or even nothing about. To outgoing Superintendent Mr. Dave Dunn, it saddens me to know that you only ever saw me through narrow lenses. You never allowed yourself to see the positive impact I had on so many individuals and to this community. The fact that you recommended me for non-renewal and overlooked me on three separate occasions for the AD's position alone, with even telling me, in quotes, that I have a true passion for coaching and I do a very good job at it, is evidence enough. With this turnout tonight, the big picture is quite obvious. I say with pride, I do and have done a great job making a positive impact on so many lives during my 64 seasons of coaching. And I have prepared my student athletes during my 25 years to work hard and believe that they can and will become successful in the real world. Again, thank you to the supporters who spoke tonight, all in attendance, and to the countless number who have called, emailed, and texted all your praise and encouragements these past few weeks. I've really needed them. It's been eating at me, and I have a very hard time with it, but those things have been something positive that I've held on to. To the Norton board, thank you for this time. Go Panthers.
Okay, we're over the 30-minute mark, and that's all that our board policy allows. So at this time, thank you.
Can you make an exception, please?
Unfortunately, we'd have to have a vote, and we've already discussed.
Would anybody like to hear me talk?
So.
Excuse my horses.
We're not gonna allow. Sir, you got actually the whole room. I just wanted to actually say something. We're actually, as a board, thank you for the way you've handled this. So hold on a second. Sometimes when a community comes out to support people, well, we understand that. But we have not allowed in the past to go beyond that 30-minute mark. And Mr. Swartz, to be fair, I did have that conversation with him, and I did say to him that we weren't gonna go beyond that 30-minute mark, and I told him that, and he agreed, because there could be, you know, repercussions to that. So we had a conversation, he agreed to that, and we're gonna move on from this, okay? So thank you for being professionals tonight. Thank you for coming out and support for what you believe in. I understand that. So at this point, we're gonna have a brief recess for those who would like to leave before we get to our regular agenda. Thank you. We're gonna call the meeting back to order at 8:42. Item number four, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Moving on to approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes attachments A and B? Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 7, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve Treasurer's Recommendations, Attachment C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under Superintendent's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve under Personnel, Retirement, Resignation, Leaves, and Terminations, Items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under Personnel, Item B, can I have a motion to approve Item B only?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under Personnel, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel items 1 through 4 under C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under Personnel, can I have a motion to approve the non-renewal of supplemental contracts, items D and E?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Motion carries. Again, under Personnel, can I have a motion to approve the non-renewal of all certified substitutes, items F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. I have to do them all separately. Is that your question?
Well, you said attachment F.
Well, it's going to be F. And then
okay,
item
so we
F.
Just approved attachment
item F.
E.
Yeah, it's E. Then I'll do F and G, H, and I separate. And then J and K will be together.
But I think you missed one.
Yeah, you said approve all non-renewal, all certified substitutes listed at the end of the 2016 attachment F. And that's item G.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be item, I'm sorry. That
so
was
it should
item.
Be attachment E.
Attachment
E, okay. Item
right.
F.
Okay.
Yeah, but all these will be separate, so okay. My apology. I can't read my writing as an F and an E. So under personnel, we'll be under G now. Can I have a motion to approve the certified substitute? And this is under G, attachment F.
So moved.
Any discussion? Yeah.
We're just making sure we're all on the same
yeah.
Page.
Well, that's good. Normally we group these together, but
no,
we,
it's
yeah.
Fine. It's fine. We
call
got
the,
it.
Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Now we're going to be down to H. Can I have a motion to approve non-renewal of all classified substitutes under H, attachment G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Now we'll be down to I. Can I have a motion to approve classified substitute attachment H?
So, second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the kindergarten readiness program? And this is going to be also item K as well, the teaching positions. 1 through 4.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carried. Mm-hmm. And that will be down to L. Can I have a motion to approve the compensation to the following NPDC committee members for the completion of their work for the 2016-2017 school year?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, M through W?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item 9, superintendent's report.
The only thing I would do is remind people that we have our first official high school play in the new performing arts area next week, beginning on Thursday. So, and anyone can attend, I'm sure that would be appreciated.
And your administrator?
Yes, Mr. Carmen.
Elementary renovation is progressing well. The abatement part of the floor tile is done. That went very well. Actually ground the floor down kind of for us, so the guys, when our guys put the flooring back in, they'll have a nice surface to go on. We finally got everything passed through Summit Soil and Water Conservation after a long back and forth with them, so the field house tree removal and excavation should be starting any day now, so we are finally going to see some progress in that area.
Just in regards to those two contracts, those are our typical contracts that we do every 3 to 5 years for our ISP or internet service for the entire district and our wireless access. That's all part of that E-rate program that you hear me talk about from time to time. Based on our free and reduced lunch count throughout the district, we usually get about 50-51% off those services by filing through the E-rate process every year. So thank you for that.
Congratulations to the student for the month. I just want to, you know, do a little shout out to Mrs. Streffler. She's a fantastic paraprofessional. She will be missed due to her retirement. And also a shout out to Mr. Shane Lane, a wonderful bus driver. We're in the heap of preschool peer screenings right now. And also kindergarten applications are out, and kindergarten screening is August 3rd and 4th. So it's going to be a busy time. And also good luck to the five drivers that are going to drive in the rodeo this weekend.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Well, he just took everything that I had written down, so I can say ditto. Students in the month, Mrs. Streffler, she's been great to work with, Mr. Shonley. And yay on the field house.
Mrs. Webble?
Congratulations to students of the month. And Brett Baker, that's a great accomplishment to be not only do well at state, but to academically. And that's it.
Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to students of the month. As well, Brett Baker and that success. And one of the things I was going to mention is we just approved on the agenda, just the item J, I could have discussed it at the time, but the kindergarten readiness program is a fabulous program. Just some of these things that I don't think we talk about that sets us apart from many other places. So I'm glad to see that we continue to do that, because I think it's a good transition for our kids from preschool to kindergarten at Norton. And then the last item that we approved, the sculpture, I mean, Virgil's, you know, done a great job for Norton with the new sculpture at the high school. And then this one as well. And Mrs. Rainier and the family, it's just great to see, and excited to see what it looks like and have maybe a tradition. So.
Mr. Knight?
Congratulations to Brett and Students of the Month, and also remind everybody about the levy, which is in May. What? You forgot?
No, I was going to leave that to her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll stop.
It's
right
not
now.
My thing. It's
okay.
Everybody's thing.
Yo, you're good.
I'm good. Just yeah, good. Just congratulations. So that's good. Go ahead, Jennifer. You can finish up. Since everybody's just ditto, you know.
No, since we're talking about the levy, you know, the one thing to emphasize is this does not go to salaries, benefits, or anything like that. So it directly impacts the students. We use this money to buy new textbooks, to buy computers, to make the entrances, you know, safer. It's money directly spent on students. So please vote yes on May 2nd, issue 14. And also, I wanted to mention the Panther sculpture, too. I'm very excited to see that. It'll be a wonderful addition to our stadium and a wonderful tribute to BJ and other sports players and things like that. So I just think that's great, and congratulations to the Student of the Month.
And I know I don't, you know, it's difficult when you have large groups that come to the meeting and want to voice their concern. You know, you're never prepared for how to handle those types of situations. So when people come, it's appreciated, and we have to listen, and it's okay, because everybody has an opinion. Everybody wants to voice their concern, and that's okay. So I don't want anybody to be alarmed or concerned. You know, our officer had to step in just for a second, and I think that was just genuinely an okay thing to do. So I don't want anybody to be alarmed or concerned about that. But one of the things I picked up from the city was just as a reminder that Arbor Day is April 22nd. And it's, I think, Mr. Shaner, you're well aware of this, as a commemoration to honor the life of Kyle Richmond. Do you want to touch on that?
Actually, I was going to ask if I could mention that real quick before you guys adjourned. I didn't know you were going to mention that, but yes, this coming Saturday at the high school at 12:30, it is a part of Norton Green Up Day and that sort of thing, but there is going to be a tree planting in commemoration of a student passed away earlier this year. on here in the school, Kyle Richmond. If anyone would like to come out, this is actually not done by Lincoln City Schools. It's actually done by the community and the city. So this was their idea. We're just kind of part of that, thankfully, to be able to work with the city in this way. So.
Yeah, and I believe everyone may be able to make it. I know.
I can't. I have three soccer games that
three
day,
soccer.
And my husband's out of town.
Okay.
So I really want to be there, though. It's a wonderful thing that they're doing.
And I know, Jake, you're a part of that as well. Mr. Dunn.
I am actually going to be with my brother.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that I'll be there.
Okay. So just so that everybody's aware of that, and I know the city does a great job, and recycle, reuse, repurpose is a big thing. I know that I always strive for, and I know that the school does. When you walk around the facilities, it's something that we should instill in our faculty and our students, and so that we can all help out in that area. So if there's nothing else, thank you. A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.